I'm David Brancaccio in New York. After the first formal talks between North and South Korea in just over 2 years, the forthcoming Winter Olympic Games have become the catalyst for some easing of tensions. Let's go to Seoul to check in with the BBC's Hyung Kim. Good evening to you.
Good evening. Glad to be here.
Give us a sense of which sanctions would have to be modified or lifted temporarily to allow this Olympic interaction to occur.
If they come by flight, that means they might use Korea Air. And Korea Air is on sanctions list. However, if they come by bus or by land, which seems very likely at this point, that may not be the issue. And also, if the delegation includes some of the figures that are on sanctions list, that sanction may have to be relieved as well.
And the North Koreans want to send some athletes and I think what, some cheerleaders, I see.
That was expected, and Taekwondo demonstration team somewhat expected. However, what was not expected is what they call spectator group or audience group. Unification Vice Minister in Seoul actually told reporters that they are not 100% sure what the North means by spectator group, since they have not sent this kind of group before, but it could consist of high-ranking officials in the North.
Probably the most important question is this a prelude to further talks and some kind of easing of tensions?
Well, that's exactly what the South wants. One indication is that many people are paying attention whether or not Seoul officials would be able to bring up the issue of nuclear or even mention the word nuclear. But apparently they did. According to the unification minister who led the delegation, said that there has to be peace, or there has to be an end to the tension on the Korean Peninsula. And the North responded by listening carefully without immediate response. So it's uncertain. North Korea has always been unpredictable in many ways. So we'll have to see.
Hyung Kim is with our partner broadcaster, the BBC in Seoul. Thank you very much.
Thank you.